Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is April 16th, 2017. In this segment, we'll take a look at the week that was and see how the planet's patterns in the zodiac matched up with the past week's events. Previous presidents have often remarked that the world looks a lot different from the Oval Office than from a campaign rally. During the past week, President Trump has flip-flopped on a number of his previous adamantly held policy positions, most notably the favored status of Russia, and the president's bromance with Putin is gone, replaced by a clear leaning towards China. After meeting with the head of NATO, Mr. Trump has decided that NATO isn't obsolete after all, another point that certainly antagonizes President Putin, who hates NATO. And after meeting last week with Xi Jinping, Trump's accusation of China as the currency manipulator has been dropped and replaced with China, our new economic partner and ally against North Korea. Maybe it was sharing that chocolate cake at Mar-a-Lago that did it. And head of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, who Trump promised to dump as soon as he got into office, has been told her job is secure for now. Looking at Mr. Trump's chart, notice that Uranus, the planet of unexpected events and changes, has entered his ninth house of beliefs and ideology. Mercury, the planet of rational thought, is there as well, and it is retrograde, meaning going back over past thinking. Obviously, something, or more likely somebody, has been influencing the new president. Note that Venus, the planet of advice and counsel, was still retrograde last week, and heavily influenced by an exact square aspect from Saturn, the planet of harsh realities and the established order. Venus is transiting in Pisces, Mr. Trump's eighth house of support from others, while Saturn is transiting in Sagittarius, Mr. Trump's fifth house, which is the house of advice and guidance. By the way, Venus is also the planet of beautiful females. So, maybe this is a good thing. The influence of Saturn, the reality check planet in his fifth house, combined with Uranus and Mercury transiting in his ninth house, is helping to steer the president towards more realistic policies, or so it appears from last week's events. Another question is, how is it that Mr. Trump can change his mind after being so adamant about his former positions? The answer lies in his natal Mercury, which is in its own sign Gemini in his chart. Gemini is noted for being able to intuit the thoughts of others and then altering one's own expression to suit the needs of the situation. Mercury is the planet of communication, of ideas, reasons, and explanations, here strong in its own sign in Trump's natal chart. Both Mercury and Gemini are known as adaptable factors in Vedic astrology. Gemini is capable of holding two opposing thoughts in the mind at the same time. This explains Mr. Trump's mental acrobatics. On the downside, Gemini is an impatient sign, too often taking shortcuts to arrive at an understanding, and willing to make up facts on the spot to support its point of view. The combination of retrograde Mercury with Uranus sets up an energy pattern sure to result in unusual, even chaotic, events resulting from irrational thinking, a misunderstanding, or misinterpretation. Mercury began its retrograde phase last Sunday on April 9th, and right away something pretty crazy happened. An ordinary passenger seated on an United Airlines flight was asked to give up his seat on a full plane to make room for a crew that had to fly. He refused. The police were called in, and his violent removal from the plane was filmed by fellow passengers with their cell phones, providing fodder for an international news story and a major PR disaster for the airline. Interesting, too, is that Mercury is the planet of travel. The CEO of United Airlines made it all worse when he characterized the incident as re-accommodating a customer, inadvertently coining a new meme with Orwellian overtones. Mercury retrograde is the planet of speech, backwards, in association with Uranus, the planet of invention. So, a week ago, China's President Xi had a meeting with U.S. President Trump. One of the topics was North Korea and their nuke program. Trump let it be known that if China didn't want to do something to rein in its renegade neighbor, the U.S. would just have to take matters into its own hands. Trump is a man of action. That's Mars, planet of action, conjunct his Leo ascendant. Mars is also the planet of aggression and violence. Even while he was having dinner with Xi, U.S. Tomahawk missiles were speeding towards their targets in Syria to punish the Assad regime for having crossed the line by its gas attack on its own citizens. Surely President Xi took notice of that coincidence. And no sooner was that meeting over than a U.S. Navy strike force was on its way towards the Korean Peninsula with the mission of hanging out in Korean waters, a move that, as expected, provoked the displeasure of Kim Jong-un. Mercury is the planet of communication and making rational choices. When Mercury is retrograde, communications get misunderstood and making choices veers off into the irrational. Now add in the influence of Uranus, the planet of freedom, rebellion, and sudden, unexpected events. Obviously, there's a real risk that this could end up as a dangerous situation. Last week, on Monday, Neil Gorsuch was sworn in as Supreme Court Justice. The time of the swearing-in marks the birth of his tenure as the 113th member of the Supremes. Therefore, the astrology chart of Monday morning, April 10th, is worth looking into for clues on how Justice Gorsuch is going to rule. Mercury, the planet of making decisions, had just turned retrograde, in other words, going back to the past. Gorsuch is an originalist, believing that the original words of the Constitution have ultimate authority. See that Mercury is accompanied by Mars and Uranus. At the very least, this indicates surprising, that's Uranus, combined with controversial, that's Mars, decisions. Note, too, that Jupiter, the planet that directly indicates judgment, and therefore judges, is also retrograde. A retrograde Jupiter is an indicator of personal beliefs, and it's in Mercury's sign, Virgo, the sign of details and analysis. So, analysis based on personal beliefs, confirming fears about Gorsuch having prejudices. Venus, planet of guidance, and Saturn, planet of the established order, are retrograde as well. Four retrograde planets in this chart. Lots of backwards energy going on here. And now, before leaving you, my little pitch for donations. If you appreciate what this YouTube channel does for you, please help keep it going by visiting the donation page and making a contribution. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here. Thanks, and until next week.